So I think that this technology is, we have to again look at it under the umbrella from the premises that they want to hack humans as animals and they want to control their minds. And how do you control someone's mind? Well, you have to modulate the brain function. So you can do this by modulating frequency. Frequencies in the synaptic cleft, for example, is what our thoughts are made of. And so these kind of technologies that are very, very advanced require to be looked at from many different viewpoints, from quantum mechanics, from a perspective of material sciences, of chemistry, of very advanced engineering. I personally think that we should ask our government to declassify the information on things like super soldiers, for example, because it sure looks like some of this stuff that's all about, brain neural interface that Dr. Giordani from Georgetown University also discussed.
My goodness, that is loaded information, Doctor Anna. I mean, I don't even know where to start to question it. So I guess what I want to understand is how you said that there's a replication of the way that our brain works, that they've achieved this through these nanotubes. Forgive me if I'm misquoting you. This is quite new to me. So how have they actually done that? What is the mechanism behind that?
Okay, imagine that all things in nature vibrate. They have a resonant frequency. That resonant frequency can be measured. So in the brain, you can insert microelectrodes in many different regions of the brain and measure what is that frequency of that area of the brain and what function it performs. They've done that over 80 years and then have looked at the mathematical way that this programming happens. So for example, if we have a thought and that resonant frequency is captured, now we have programmable materials like this hydrogel. And you can apply a frequency and you can program it with information. And then this material is actually alive. It can listen and it can grow and self-learn and self-adapt.
It's
This is
AI. You're talking about AI.
absolutely. So this is quantum artificial intelligence, and it is creating an artificial human brain, and it's creating consciousness artificially. They have been able to create and manufacture something that has conscious awareness.
So let me ask you something there. The fact that there's an artificial consciousness inside the human brain now that's replicated the existing brain, does that then hijack the brain?
Well, that's certainly a grave concern. So how would you be able, if you were a criminal like these satanic elitists who want to hack the humans and say that the soul and the spirit is a thing of the past? So how would you do that? You would have to create a technology that is able to modulate your thoughts and your brain activity without you knowing that it is doing so. So how is that possible? Well, you can mind control somebody by applying brain frequencies, and they're inserting a information into your brain.
See,
Or
this is really interesting because when people talk about mind control, they think about experiments of the past where, through propaganda or through, well, essentially propaganda, what you see on TV or predictive programming through movies, this is what people equate mind control to. But we're actually talking about controlling someone's thoughts, controlling their emotions. We know that Karen Kingston recently spoke to us from RAND.org. It talks about being able to coerce people to do things that they wouldn't normally do So this technology is able to, as Yuval says, hack the human brain, hackable animals. They can actually overtake your own free will, your own soul, your own body.
Yes, certainly the literature and the research says so.